We're back on with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters in Rapid River, talking bird hunting. And Walt, thank you for giving us some time after another successful weekend of guiding bird hunters.
Well, it's been kind of fun doing these Mondays. You know, got a pattern going on where we're seeing birds, where they were and now we're not, like the woodcock. So I think it's been helpful. You know, I've done a lot more grouse hunting in the woods this year than I have in past years. And I've really enjoyed this year, seeing good numbers of birds, really good dog work. It's been a fun fall.
Well, that's good to hear, because there hasn't been a whole lot to be excited about with 2020. So this is definitely a highlight for me as well. Loving the bird numbers, loving what I'm seeing personally. And also the reports are just flooding in from people that basically the bottom line is if you're not getting flushes, if you're not thinking that this is that good of a bird season, you probably need to find new spots, new habitat.
And that's correct. You know, one of my big things early fall is I like to just take a dog and go look for new spots. And, you know, there's many times if you get off a two-track and you get 100 yards in, 150 yards in, all of a sudden you come across this cut that they did 12 years ago, and you go, wow, I didn't know this was here. And you got to do that. You got to find new spots all the time.
Yeah, and you do go on some wild goose chases. I've been on plenty of those looking for new areas.
Boy.
But it's when you find those good ones, it makes up for, you know, the four, five, six wild goose chases that you had before that. So, all right, let's get to the Western UP reports. I got great reports over the weekend again. Sounds like the broods are completely broken up. I didn't hear about anything other than concentrations of birds, because maybe in the evening they were looking for gravel or something like that, or roosting or something. But generally speaking, you're talking single flushes right now, very few, two, three birds at a time.
This weekend, and again, this is Eastern, but there was only one time we put two grouse out of the same place. Everything else was singles.
So what are you hearing from your hunters in Iron County right now, the mecca of bird hunting, or grouse hunting, I should say, in the UP?
They're still seeing a lot of birds, and they've been out every weekend. There's two different fellas that I talk to all the time. The one fellow is having a really, really tough year. He said, I have never shot so much and have so little game. He said, well, that's the game.
Yeah, and I know that's the end goal, but I don't even know if that's the main reason I go out. I don't judge my successfulness. I mean, there's so many times where you just don't get shots on flushes. And maybe with a pointing dog, you get more of that. But I will say this. I think you should judge your success rate on how many birds you put up. You know,
my day is about flushes, how many flushes I had. And again, I will count a reflush on a woodcock. I mean, if I put a woodcock up and I see him go 60, 70 yards in light and I get back over there and put him up again, I'll count that as two flushes.
Yeah, damn right. Me too. That's a dur for me. But let's talk a little bit about what you're hearing, though. I mean, are you still talking averaging about 4 to 5 grouse flushes per hour?
Yeah, they are. And, I mean, that's twice what the average used to be. I mean, on a good year, 2.5 flushes an hour was a good day. And these guys are still doing 4 or 5 flushes an hour, and they're hitting it hard, but they're seeing a lot of birds. No woodcock. I think the woodcock in Western UP, from what I'm hearing, they've already gone. They've flown the coop.
Yeah, they boogied. I got to agree with that assessment as well. All right, well, I really appreciate your time, Walt, and still looking forward to trying to put a hunt together with you and Louie. And we'll be back in touch and hopefully get a chance to hunt together here real soon.
All right, let's hope this next weekend we can work out an afternoon where we can get out and get in some birds.
Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters in Rapid River, 399-0557. And this is The Outdoor Show.